Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Last week we learned that God created everything. Let's have a song about creation. He's got the whole world in His hands. Today, you will get another clean sheet of paper and draw a picture of Adam and Eve. At the bottom of the page, write number 2. Be sure to always number your pages of your storybook. You may also want to write the date you drew the picture. You may even want to use a notebook paper and keep your storybook in a notebook, because one day your storybook will be a treasure to you. Well, Heidi and Elijah, are you ready to have a story and a memory verse? Judah, are you ready to sing with the boys and girls? Okay, really sing out and do the motions if you're happy and you know it. Are you ready, Meredith, to sing about some joy? Have you got joy? What about you, Aaron, Colby, and Colton? Let's sing. I've got the joy, joy, joy. was so good. And now it's story time. Remember last week we learned about creation? Well, let's continue our story. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." God made a man, called him Adam, and he told Adam he could eat of all the trees of the garden except one. That was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then God made Adam a wife, called her Eve. Ooh, Adam and Eve were so happy together. He probably thought this, that Eve was the most beautiful woman in the whole world. And she was. She was the only woman in the whole world. Here's a song I really like. Alice and Jonah, listen for some interesting sounds in this song. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God. Now Adam, he was the first one around. God made him from the dust of the ground. He gave him a job and he gave him his life. But he didn't yet have a wife.
Aww.
Now it wasn't good for Adam to be all alone in the garden, you see. So God put Adam in a real deep sleep. He didn't even need to count sheep. God took a rib from Adam's side, formed it real nice, and he made him a bride. When Adam awoke, he was real pleased.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's how the Lord made Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, we're made in the image of, made in the image of, made in the image of God.
Ooh, I like that song. One day Eve was alone, and a serpent said to Eve, "Hath God said?" That means, did God really say you can't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? You will not die. If you eat of that tree, God just knows that if you eat, you will know good and evil just like God knows. That old serpent, he was trying to get Eve to disobey God. Huh. But Eve kept looking and looking at that tree. Finally, she ate and gave Adam. He ate too. Ooh, here's a good song for this story. Zachary, are you ready to march? Oh, be careful, little eyes. Do the motions.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love, so be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear.
Point to your ears.
Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love, so be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Point to your tongue. Shake your hands.
Father up above is looking down in love, so be careful, little
stomp your feet. It's a good song. That's good for young. That's good for old. After disobeying God, Adam and Eve couldn't stay in the garden because they might eat of the tree of life and live forever in that awful condition. Adam and Eve had made such a mess for themselves and all the people who would be born. It seemed we lost everything because of Adam. We would not have a perfect place to live. We would not have a perfect home life. We would not have fellowship with God like they did. God gave Adam and Eve everything perfect, but they made a big mess and everything was lost. But then, in Genesis 3:15, God let that old serpent know, "There will come a day I will send my son Jesus, and Jesus will give back to all the people what they lost in Adam." Do you remember the Christmas story about baby Jesus being born? Well, that was God sending his son Jesus. God always keeps his promise. Joshua and his siblings are going to sing about Jesus coming. Sing along with them. You know this song, "Joy to the World."
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations fruit. The glories of His righteousness, and wonders of His love. And wonders of His love.
Wasn't that a beautiful song? And we know it. We sing it every year at Christmas time. But we could sing it any time. It's "Joy to the World." There was a great rejoicing by the angels and the shepherds when Jesus was born. But He didn't stay a little baby. He grew up to be a man. He was always doing good. But most people didn't like Him because Jesus told him of the bad things they had hidden in their hearts. Things they thought nobody knew. Jesus even knew the people wanted to kill Him. But Jesus said something in Matthew 28:63. "After 3 days, I will rise again." Those 7 words were a promise Jesus made. Using your fingers, count the words as we say them. "After 3 days, I will rise again." Emma, using your fingers to count, would you say those 7 words?
"After 3 days, I will rise again."
Good job! Avery, using your fingers to count, would you say those 7 words?
After 3 days, I will rise again.
Good job, girls. Would you lead the boys and girls in our memory verse? Now, boys and girls, use your fingers to count the words as you say them.
After 3 days, I will rise again.
Good job. I'm so proud of you. The people got so mad, they nailed Jesus to the cross and he died. The people took Jesus off the cross and put him in a tomb, and that was the place they buried people. Then they rolled a big stone to cover the opening of the tomb. It was so heavy. But boys and girls, what was our memory verse? Using your fingers. Girls, lead them again.
After 3 days, I will rise again.
Good job. Yes, after 3 days, I will rise again. And 3 days later, Jesus came out of the tomb. Because Jesus always keeps his promise. That's why we celebrate Easter. Madeline and Clara are going to sing about Jesus coming out of the tomb. Ready, girls?
When the day he left,
girls. I'm so glad God has a great big plan that could fix the big mess Adam and Eve made. Right now, let's bow our heads and close our eyes and thank Jesus for coming out of the tomb. Thank you, Jesus, for coming as a little baby. Thank you that you grew up and did good. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for dying on the cross. We thank you for coming out of the tomb. We thank you that you can fix every big mess in every life. In Jesus' name, amen. a true story. It's right out of the Bible. It's not just something made up. It's really true, and you can read about it. Anna and Evan and their siblings, they're going to sing a song about the Bible being wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Now, what was our memory verse? Girls, lead us again. Boys and girls, using your fingers, count the words.
At the tea date, I've been wise again.
Good job! And what is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me.
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye. Until next time.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, Aunt Dee.
Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee Children's presentations are nonprofit. Groups featured on the program were Cedar Mott Kids, St. John's Children's Choir, Agape Land, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.